This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, where were the first airplanes going? The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. The first comprehensive book on flight, Vehicles of the Air, is remarkable on two counts. One is how early it appeared, 1909, 6 years past the Wright brothers' first powered flight. The other is its author, Victor Lockheed, whose two younger brothers, Alan and Malcolm, went on to form Lockheed Aircraft Company. But Victor Lockheed was no airplane builder. He was a noted automotive engineer, a founder of the Society of Automobile Engineers. The leap from ground to air was counterintuitive, but he made that leap, if only on paper. Here is a vast state-of-the-art account of embryonic flight, and he wrote it while this intense, holy grassroots technological revolution was unfolding. My 1910 edition ends with a table purporting to list every flight made up to then, over 800 of them. They range from little over 100 feet to just shy of 200 miles. Try to imagine a world where someone could still attempt or even conceive such a list. Lockheed knows that this band of brothers, these new airplane people, will change life as we know it. But how? He struggles to see. There enter prospects that loom over the whole structure of modern society, he says. Laws, customs, and conventions must fall in the tremendous readjustments that will ensue. He was right, of course. I've read so much hyperbole from that period and never seen anyone turn such cool and intelligent focus on the question, where will flight take us? Lockheed is an engineer posing real questions in search of real answers. When he does speculate, he does far better than the journalists or the airplane builders around him, for his futurism is incidental to a solid treatment of how others have made their airplanes. His discussions of fluid flow, engine and propeller design, airframes, bearings and transmissions, fittings and fabrics are all lovingly complete. Toward the end, he gives plans for whole airplanes. I'll post a few on the web so you can build your own Wright biplane or your own Blériot or Santos Dumont monoplane. Lockheed says a lot about safety. He claims that these early airplanes have logged a total of 150,000 miles with a mere 8 deaths. But wait a minute. That's one death per 18,000 miles, and the cost of early airplane development would become far worse before it became better. Today, we're down to roughly one passenger every 30 billion passenger miles, and Lockheed knew things would improve. He points out that many people in his day still fear early automobiles when they are already much safer than horse travel. Well, that, like the rest of the book, makes us stop and think. Who can read the future of any new technology? No one can. No one. Yet Lockheed came close because he was an engineer simply weighing a question when he had no personal stake in the answer. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.